Good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, Noel.
Okay. Still miserable out there, I suppose.
Absolutely lashing, okay. But great to be alive.
Okay. That's the main thing, isn't it? Okay, we're going to talk about the Christmas fair up in Parnells. When is it happening and what's it all about?
Okay. Sunday, 7th of December, running from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. And it's going to be a complete community event. As you know, Noel, we work away with all the different groups, community groups, and there's lots of people out there are very art and craftsy. So the likes of the traders we'll have on the day, we'll have Mavis and her fairy doors. We'll have Margaret with our purses and bags. We'll have Christmas decorations. We'll have doggy treats. We'll have Christmas cards, flower bouquets, pajamas, decorations, lights, everything you can think of. We're trying to bring a flair of the European markets to Dublin, so we're doing it in Coolock Village.
Okay. And it's in Parnells itself, though?
Parnells have actually become a great partner with the City Council since the building went up. Dave Feeney, the manager down there, has completely come on board with all our community events. So he's given us the drive-in, the big wide drive-in for the day, where the traders will set up, and we have some kiddie attractions. And Dave very kindly has taken up our request to put up a beautiful Christmas tree at the entrance of Parnells here in the village.
Just looking at the makeup of the drive-in, I imagine that when you drive in the main gates, it'll be on the right.
We're actually going to have the traders both sides of the pathway.
Right, okay.
These beautiful big kiddie attractions will be all in the car park on the right. So we're going to have Santa's Grotto. Mm-hmm. So please God, Santa will make it over from Lapland to grace us with his presence on the day. Then we have this fabulous thing here called the Dragon Castle. And as you can see, there's pillars here. There's ropes attached. Kids will climb up these pillars and down these bouncy slides. It looks pretty awesome.
Beautiful, yeah.
And we have this playhouse. It'll be a kiddie trailer. So you can bring your tots along and they can get up there and play in among the balls and all this sort of thing. And we'll have elves. There's elves coming over from Lapland as well.
I wouldn't mind having a go at some of them slides myself.
I know. I'd say there'll be more adults on that than anything else. And then we also have Lisa, who's a magic fairy, who's going to come along on the day and she's going to paint the kiddies' faces. And then she's going to hand out some reindeer dust for them to sprinkle on their lawns. So Rudolph will know exactly where to go on Christmas
morning.
Is
this an actual painting or is it computer generated? Because it looks like a painting
that's it.
To me.
No, that's a photograph of the actual Dragon Castle.
Terrific.
Everybody that's out there, we need them to take out their statues of Prague to ward off the rain for the day.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely terrific. That's great. Yes, I think I'll have a go on some of them slides. Now, this
stuff.
Is on the 7th.
7th of December, and at 5 p.m. we'll be turning on the lights and we have the award-winning North Dublin Community Gospel Choir, of which I'm a member, I hasten to add. They will be singing at the turning on of the lights, and we'll have Deputy Lord Mayor Larry O'Toole along to do us the honours on the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's some of the stuff that's on display, obviously, to be for sale, the gloves,
yes,
and the hats and scarves and all the shoes. And
yes, and we're doing a collection on the day for the homeless, for the Simon community, just to try and think of people a little less fortunate than ourselves, mm-hmm, on the day.
Okay, and a lot of organising in this, I must say, Madeline.
Huge.
So how long did it take you to get this together?
Well, myself and Dave, believe it or not, for Parnells, have been in discussions about this since last year. And it has taken a lot of organisation. There's a lot of funds obviously going to go into this from Parnells as well, but they are very good community partners, very good community partners. And we do a lot of events down there. But we think the village, like we're trying to get the villages, urban villages back up and running. So we're hoping by bringing people back to the village for something like this, it'll be good for local business, and people will know that Coolock Village is actually there, you know. Mm. So this is going out to a huge number of people, and Northside people have also come on board and they've done a few bits for us on this as well.
Okay, and the Christmas tree lights going on, that's going to be a permanent fixture, obviously.
Well, please God, if we stay nice talking to Parnells, I'm sure they'll keep the Christmas tree going, but it'll look very nice there in the village.
Okay, as I say, this is all happening on the 7th. Everybody's welcome and it's all free, unless you buy something, everything
well,
is free.
Well, the likes of these little kiddie attractions will probably be a small cost because we have to get these guys in to erect these on the day. But the local traders, I mean, I've been around some of the markets, like some of these are in Malahide Market, and I've seen the likes of Mavis say that makes the fairy doors, makes beautiful stuff, and you're just blown away at how creative people are. I'd be just amazed at the stuff they actually do. The knitting, the hand knits, the baby cardigans, just lovely. And after the lights go on, Parnell's are kindly going to invite people, as many as we can fit into the reception there, from mulled wine and mince pies. So we're saying, you know, people go across to Austria and Switzerland for Christmas markets. They stand in 5 foot of freezing cold snow. We're saying, come to the village, come to Kilbuck Village.
Yeah. We won't be quite that cold, I don't think.
Well, hopefully, and we don't get the rain.
Well, I must say, some of the things you're talking about, the arts and crafts, I mean, with Dublin City Council and yourself, Madeline, indeed, is responsible for all of that, because you've all been organising as long as I've known you, and having these arts and crafts, getting people organised, especially the senior citizens. And the crafts that they display seem to have filtered down to younger people.
Yes.
I mean, you know yourself, there's a boom now in knitting.
Yes.
But everything else, like painting and all sorts of things, have filtered down. And I mean, I have to say, congratulations is due to yourself, mainly with the Dublin City Council.
Thanks very much, Noel. Thanks for that.
And before you go as well, I want to congratulate you. I don't know what you want me to say it or not, but you're a granny for the fourth time.
For the fourth time, yeah. My little grandson was born at 6:30 this morning in Los Angeles.
Is it?
Yes.
You have to say, you don't look like a grandmother.
I'm absolutely delighted.
It's terrific. And he won't need Obama's, all the legislation Obama's bringing in for him to stay over.
Well, he's an Irish daddy, so his Irish daddy will do a great job.
Yeah,
you know?
Indeed. Well, anyway, is it a boy or a girl, by the way?
It's a little boy called Salvador.
Salvador. Okay, congratulations on that. Well, okay, give us the times, all the details of this.
Sunday, 7th of December. You can start rolling in at 11 a.m. and there'll be something for you to do all day long, and we're there till 6. And really, try be there at 5 for the turning on of the lights, because this gospel choir are truly amazing under the director of Jonathan Wright Davies, and he's a fabulous musician and very committed choir members as well. They're actually singing with the Harlem Gospel Choir on Wednesday in the National Concert Hall.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And it'll be a shoebox collection.
For Simon Community, okay. Yes.
Thanks very much, Madeline.
No problem. No problem. No, thank you.